It's a special delight for us to have Andre Subbamana and Androst with us today, and some others have joined them, and we're grateful for that as well. Andre would be one of the newest, if not the newest, member to our list of missionaries that we support here. None of us have met him until today, and so we're looking forward to get to know him and looking forward to the ministry that we'll be hearing about in months and years to come as they go forward. And we're excited about what God is doing all across the globe and rejoice that we have a small part to play in that as we pray and as we support and as we extend our hearts together. I'm going to invite Anne and Andre to come. This is September the 1st. Andre is being launched into a new phase of his ministry. Today he becomes the team leader for the Africa Mission for Canadian Baptist Ministries. And so that's a pretty exciting and huge task. I can't imagine that, but we are very excited about it. And yes, we want to welcome you. They're going to be sharing with us and giving us an understanding of just what this means and how we can be praying and how we can partner together further. We want to get you set up with one other microphone. So there we are. God bless you as you share.
Thank you very much. And we are grateful to be here this morning. And I want to say right from the beginning that this church has been very supportive of Canadian Baptist Ministries and the work that we've done. And we just really, really appreciate that. And just one, there's been a change in your field staff. You were supporting Erica and Aaron Kenny and their family in Kenya. And they have just recently transitioned back to Canada. And their family is now based in Nova Scotia, where Aaron and Erica are pastoring at Bridgewater Baptist Church. So it left a vacancy. And God has had his hand on this man beside me for some years and has just recently called him into this new position. And this morning, you're going to learn more about that. I just want to acknowledge who is with us this morning. Joan Price is down here and has been our driver. And then we have Carla Nelson, who is part of Andre's team and is also working with CBM around some of our educational programs that are happening, giving leadership there. Jan Mills was a surprise to us this morning. Jan and her husband, Jonathan, have been serving in Rwanda as CBM missionaries and came back to Canada about 2 years ago, and now they are pastoring at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Toronto. So wonderful to see you, Jan. And there's some wonderful people here from Whitby this morning. They learned that Andre couldn't be in every single church, so they've traveled to be here, and we're grateful for that. So there's a lot of things happening this morning, and we're just grateful to be here. But Andre, they didn't come to hear about me. They want to hear about you. So the first question I have is, can you tell us a little bit about who Andre Subbamana is? Tell us about your family and a little bit of what you've been doing in Rwanda up to this point.
Thank you. As Anne said, yes, my name is Andre. I live in Rwanda, and as mentioned, it has been announced last Monday that I stepped into that new position as a coordinator of all of CBMO ministries in Africa, and I will be using this slide, and I like the colors. I try to represent all of those partners who works with CBM in Africa through the flags of their countries. The first one, as you see, that is Southern Sudan. In fact, CBM works with a Faith Evangelical Baptist Church in Southern Sudan. And the second one is, if you can go to the first one, the first one, thank you. Yeah, the second one is flag of Rwanda. That is my home country, where my family and myself live. In Rwanda, CBM partner with the Association of Baptist Churches in Rwanda. Then the next one is Kenya. That is the flag of Kenya. CBM partners with the Africa Christian Church and the schools, SCNDS, and the last one is the DRC Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, where CBM partners with the community of Baptist churches in Central Africa. Next, please. These are the logos. I like the churches, the church logos. I was looking at your own logo. It's that close. In fact, these are the acronyms of all what I was mentioning. And these are four partners of CBM in Africa. And in fact, CBM does a lot of investment into different ministries, into those churches. I am here just from Africa, but to tell you about this ministry because we believe we serve one God, but also we are in one family, a global family doing the global mission. So you support and your hands can be seen in the different ministries that CBM is doing there in Africa. Next, please. A bit of my family. I'm married to my lovely wife, Marie Therese, and we have been blessed with five kids. The daughter in pink, she's the first, she's 18 now. She has started university. She's doing a computer and a business. And then one boy, it's called Aaron. He's in grade 10. Then the third is a girl. She's called Marie Therese. She's named behind her mom. She's in grade 8. And then Lola, she's in grade 7. And then Bonita, she's in grade 5. So this is my family. They are growing teenagers, loving God, asking me many questions. But I'm glad I can dare to do that. So, any other question?
Yes, I want you to tell us a little bit about your role now as team leader. And you've just introduced us to four different partners that CBM has in Africa. Some of your role will be traveling to those places.
Sure.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Next slide. I may need to talk about the team first because I have been appointed in this position, but definitely to be able to make a step forward, I will need the effort of the whole team. I just want to mention Daryl and Lorari. They come from Moncton. They have been living in Rwanda for 7 years, just after serving 10 years in Indonesia. So Daryl is very much passionate in leadership training and pastoral training. And his wife, Lorari, is good at keeping details in managing the teams that come visit. And in fact, with this partnership with CBM, the churches sent team to visit and to encourage the churches in Africa. So Lorari is helping in that way, and she's very passionate. And while I forget some of the things, she's that person who say, no, stop, you missed a point. You need to keep this data as well. So, yeah. And then we have in the corner there, we have a friend and a colleague called Gato Munyamasoko. He's Rwandese. He has been appointed to work with another potential partner in Uganda. But it came to happen that in Uganda, there has been some political conflict with Rwanda, so that is Africa. And so he was, there was some threat on his security, and the CBM decided to relocate him back in Rwanda. However, his passion is mostly about peace and reconciliation. That makes sense in the context of Africa and Rwanda and the Great Lakes region in Africa. And he's working on curriculum development. CBM is developing a curriculum for peace and reconciliation. and just to have something on a shelf that we can use among those churches. So we have a Carol Anderson. I want to be talking about the picture instead of the person who's here. Do you have a little bit, Carla? So what is your lore? I want to interpret. You can, please. So, Carla is married to Gary Nelson, the former general secretary of CBM, and now the president of Tyndall. So she's serving now. She joined our team in Africa, but he's based in Canada as a liaison person. We come from Africa, but we needed to understand Canadian culture and the language and how we communicate this. But also she has that experience in education, and she will be providing support to the education program among our theological seminaries. But also I benefit very much from her jokes and the wisdom, but also her prayers. So she's very supporting to me as I step into these new roles and the responsibilities. I think that is the team we have. It's a little bit small, but we pray that as the mission grows and the ministry's opportunity comes on, we hope to have more teams coming. In fact, by mid-September, we are hoping to hire a new person who will be in charge of food security project, because CBM partner with Canadian Food Grain Bank, and they are implementing several projects in Rwanda, in the South and Sudan, mostly for food assistance and relief in the refugee camps, in the DRC Congo, and in Kenya. So that staff, new staff, will be helping to manage all of those food security initiatives. Thank you. Next. Before I talk about the ministry that I will be involved in, I want to acknowledge before you Aaron and Erica. They have been serving with us in Africa and mentoring and coaching us as a team. I would stand here really appreciating them before you as a congregation for the good role, the good job that they did, just to bring me into the what I can do. And they have been a good coach and a mentor in their role, but also coordinating all of the ministry in Africa. As Anne said, they are leading a church in a new, is it in Nova Scotia?
Yes,
Bridgewater,
right.
Baptist Church. So am I done?
You have a slide, I think, that tells about what some more of your role is.
Okay. Yeah. That will be next. That will be next.
Yes.
I will try to read. I know some of you may not be able. Yeah, no. Go back a little bit. Thank you. My role will be mainly building relationship, but also strengthening that partnership between CBM with Africa Baptist churches. I will be doing advocacy, as I'm doing now, and serving as a liaison between, yes, Africa Baptist churches with Canadian Baptist for specific needs in terms of prayers, but also finance. I will be also facilitating SENT team visit in Africa. We always encourage and we always ask that as a church, you send people to come for visiting. We call it the Ministry of Presence. It would be good if for support you can say, okay, yeah, we have $1 million, so here is the check. But we still want you to come, because once you get in the community there, you touch people, you interact with them, you worship with them, there is another new spirit that comes in, and that is the time really. Here I am showing you pictures, but you need your eyes to see.
Just as you get to see him in real, they need to see you in real as well. So those those teams are very important, aren't they, when they come?
Yes, thank you. And again, I will be make sure that both CBM and Africa Partners' expectations and objectives are met in the joint ministries. So just so that you know, every year CBM fund different ministries among both four partners in Africa. So,
And now we want you, in the last very few minutes that we have, to just highlight one project. There are many, as you can only imagine, in all of those four areas where the partners are. And I'm asking him a very hard question to just focus on one. And so can you tell us about the one that God has laid on your heart for this morning? Mm-hmm.
Thank you. There are many, if I had, and I like to tell stories, if we could have time to could get until the evening, but I will highlight just only one. One is about leadership development. We'll be telling you a story. Maybe you have heard of this in the media. Is something that is going on in Rwanda. We do have a very smart government, and the president has been so smart. Just he, in the government, the oldest person is 45 years old. So that say they are just young professionals who just do planning, who do IT, information technology, just all of those young graduates who come from United States, so who are very smart. And they do their plan. And once they do their plan, they want that the church plugs in all of those ministries that is going on. Just so that you know, on the beginning of, I think, 2018, there has been a very big shocking. One side is shocking, but another side is encouraging. The government brought up a law requiring the qualifications for a church building. In fact, it would be rare to find a such like this one in Rwanda.
Buildings they were having a problem with.
Yes.
Because some of them needed repair, right?
Yeah, definitely. In a way of protecting people, the government said the church should be this kind of size, should be built by these materials, it should be paved, you have to put soundproof, you have to put parking, all other things. And unfortunately, many churches in rural places, but also in urban setting, didn't fulfill that requirement. And within 3 months, the government shut down 6,000 churches. So now what was needed now, we had to work very hard to, as churches back there, try to repair and try to fill in that checklist, because the government people would come with a checklist and say, okay, did you fulfill this? And when the checklist is all ticked, then they can open. If not, they will keep the padlock on it. So that has been a big challenge. And the church tried to repair, and at least 78% were open, while 25% are still closed so far. The other things about the law, the qualifications for the pastors. The law says that to be a local church pastor, you should have a bachelor degree in theology or in another field, but with a postgraduate diploma in a religious or religion or theological studies or something. So that has been a big shock and shaking the church. I will give you an example of one of the Baptist church in Rwanda, where we found out that only among the almost 400 pastors existing, only 15% are qualified, and the government has given just 4 years to have fulfilled, to have got all the qualified pastors in those churches. So it is a big stress to the church now, and they wanted to the restructuring the leadership structure of the churches to match the government structures. It means on a province, on a district, having the same structures as well. So as try to respond to this, the Baptist Church in Rwanda have started a program called the Emerging Leaders Initiatives. It is a small cohort of 20 people. I don't know when it will get to 100 or 200. And in fact, we have been collaborating with Deror to train those young graduates. They have been church members, but who did other field, but we want to fill them in with leadership, but also pastoral studies. And then the denomination won't have a choice apart from ordaining them to be able to take on those positions that that will be vacant in the next 3 years. So it is a challenge, and as we pray, we need to pray for the church in Rwanda. In fact, when I was in Moncton, there was a guy who flew from Rwanda to go to Acadia just to do master's program, because only one school in Rwanda is allowed to offer theological education, because that is the only one that is accredited. So that is the scenario. It's a big problem, and the church have to try to fill in those gaps in next 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So
as we finish up, how can we pray for Andre?
I wrote down the prayer request. Maybe I will read them so that I don't forget any. The first things, pray for me for heavenly wisdom. These are many and huge responsibilities, because I have to navigate different cultures. Those countries, though they are in the same continent of Africa, the leadership style are different, the way they perceive things are different, and they really live in different realities. And please support financially the ministry mentioned, as I said, because the needs are overwhelming. And of course, with limitation means, again, for any of you who would volunteer to serve overseas among our partners, we would welcome that. I just want to say that to be a missionary this time, it have changed. It's no longer about teaching and baptizing. Professionals are being missionaries as well. Every kind of skill set that you have a space to serve in the kingdom of God, but also for the peoples of God. Again, please consider to visit one day. Come to visit, and you will learn more than what we can tell you and what we can share. So as the last prayer request, the last one. Do you make the last slide, please? Yeah. The last one, we have among our partners, some of them are still having different issues, yes. You heard the scenario of Ebola in DRC Congo. That is our neighbor countries, but also definitely I have to travel there. I took that picture a month and a half ago. We heard in the media when they said the new case of Ebola came in the city called Goma. And it was announced on the 16th July, and we were on the border with Reverend Terry Smith, the executive director of CBM. We were going to speak into a conference from that denomination there of about 700 pastors. That happened every 5 years. And now the case of Ebola came in the city. So we wondered if we have to go back or if we need to go in faith. In fact, many people in Canada sent text messages saying, "Are you sure you have to cross?" So we prayerfully asked we consulted some health services on the other side of the border. They said, "Okay, if you take serious precautions of not shaking hands, of not hugging, and washing hands at least wherever you get, and maybe you can survive the 3 days you are going to spend there. So in fact, it was what we did. We were about 750 people in the room. We didn't shake hands. Instead, they were doing like this. That is what they can do. And in fact, there were health service people around just to try to test if the temperature is good, if anyone have a fever. So all of those things. And that God has been wonderful. And I think only 2 cases was announced since a month ago. So we keep praying that people can be safe and that things can stop as well. Pray for South Sudan. That is one of our partners. And CBM have been investing in just in collaboration with Canadian Food Grain Bank. They have been responding to the needs there, mostly in the food assistance in a refugee camp. We pray that peace would come. People have been suffering. I like that picture that is, I think, a few months ago when Pope Francis invited the President Salva Kiir and, in the Vatican. And the Pope was so asking, say, Mr. President, if you make right decisions, you will save lives of people. But if you keep making stupid decisions, it will cost lives of people. And they are having a peace agreement in November. We are praying that peace and stability could come because people are facing different and horrible things that is even very hard to say. So thank you to be a church of mission and not only enjoying the beauty and the fellowship in these 4 squares, but willing to let your hand reach other people who are facing different kind of brokenness, and we would appreciate whatever steps that God will be guiding us in a partnership. Mm. Thank you, and God bless you.
Andre has talked a lot about the team that is behind him, and your church is also part of that team, because a lot of things that go on in Africa would not happen if it weren't for our Baptist churches. And we are very, very grateful for the partnership that we have here with Oxbridge. And I'm going to, I hope, challenge you just a little bit more. And that is, you heard what Andre said, about 85% of their pastors need to be trained within the next 4 years to reach whatever level that the government is insisting. You are supporting him, and you are supporting other work, and I'm asking you to go over and above what you already are. In December, we celebrate Christmas here. And at Christmas time, sometimes our hearts and our pocketbooks are a little more generous than they are at other times of the year. I would like you as a church, and Denny and Meyer, you can take this back to your church in Whitby as well. You're going to receive catalogs from CBM within the next few weeks. And always in that middle section, there's a piece that says, you can support a pastor for however many dollars that it is. I want you to take that dollar figure, and during the month of December, or one Sunday in December, or however you choose to do it, give extra offerings for that particular item in that catalog, so that we can make sure that the pastors who need training in Rwanda will get that training. So I'll be calling Dale late in November, early December, and say, remember what we talked about when Andre was there? We really do need your help with this, because it is over and above. Andre has said a number of things, and just as you see this picture of the Pope bending out down at the President's feet, we're not going to bend down at your feet this morning, but what I do want to do is call up the elders of this congregation, the pastor, the missions committee, and the worship committee. Come on up, because Andre's asked us to pray for him, and we are going to do that right now as we finish the rest of our service. So please come up, surround Andre, and lay your hands on him. I've asked Dale if he will lead us in prayer, and then we will finish with our closing song.
How about those who have joined Andre, come and join us here as well. You come on up, and we want to pray. Joan, you come on up, yes, and we'll pray together. We are grateful for what we've heard today. We are very excited about what God is doing in Africa. Many incredible stories and very great need, as we've heard today. There are other places in the world. China is really making it difficult for our brothers and sisters there. Lots of need for support and prayer. We're very excited, though, about the way God is opening doors in Africa. So very excited for our Canadian Baptist ministries and the wonderful work that's being done there. And now with a new team leader, we just anticipate further blessing as we partner together with our God. So I'm going to invite you to stand together with us if you would like, and we're just going to take a moment to pray and commission in our way from this family and trust God for his great blessing. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you so much for Andre and for his family and for these team members here and others that they represent. As we think about the great needs that there are in Africa, we thank you for the gospel. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive and victorious, and who is through his messengers, through his church, and sharing that that message of love and grace. And Lord, we would just ask that you would grant your great blessing upon this. We pray for the pastors that are represented by Andre. We pray for the need to see them trained and to come up to the standard the government has set so that the churches can be served. We do understand this to be a great need. And Lord, we've seen it in other parts of Africa. And we ask for strong men and women who are given over to you, who will be raised up and will bring wonderful leadership to these churches. Lord, open the way, we pray. We pray also for these church buildings that need to be retrofitted in order to be opened again and be available for the use of your people. We ask that this would be done quickly and with the investments that they're able to make, and that we would quickly see new strength coming to these churches. Lord, bless them, encourage them. Lord, we want to ask for South Sudan and the pressures that are on there. We pray for leaders. We pray that there would be government that would encourage peace, and that this peace would allow for the advance of the gospel. Lord, we also think of the Ebola challenge, and we lift this whole matter to you. We pray for relief. We pray that this would not spread, but that would be quickly snuffed out. And again, there would be freedom for movement and freedom for encouragement from brothers and sisters. Lord, what an extraordinary day this is for your work in Africa. And so we pray, as Andre launches out into his new responsibilities today, that you would energize him, give him vision, and through him do the same to those who work together with him. Lord, may we very soon be gathered together again and rejoice in the marvelous things that you're doing. Lord, let your blessing rest upon them for the glory of Christ, for the upbuilding of his church, for the growth of your kingdom. We pray it all in Jesus' matchless name. Amen.